Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Chav Tes. We are on the last line of page Kuf Samech Tes. We're about to turn on to page 338. Siman Shin Chav Tes is Almi Mechalel in Shabbos. For who are we Mechalel Shabbos? The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kol Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Any case of Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. V'hazoriz hareza meshubach. Anyone who is zoriz to save a life on Shabbos, that is praiseworthy. Afilu nofla d'leika b'chotzer acheres. Even if a fire broke out in a different chutzer, the yorei shetavur lechutzer zo, and you're afraid it's going to spread to this chutzer, the yovel lide sakana, and it's going to lead to a sakana, mechaben kedei shelo savur. You could extinguish the fire so it shouldn't pass on to the other chutzer. So says the Mishavura on page 338, Sivkat and Aleph, lide sakana, if it could spread to the other chutzer and lead to a sakana, kigon di'ika shom cholim okatanim she'enem yocholim levrach. For example, in the other neighboring chutzer, there are sick people or ketanim that are not able to run away, so that is grounds to extinguish the fire. If you look at note number one, he writes, v'chein kosev haramo l'kamon shemutu l'chabo sreifa sheyesh b'chsha sakana. The Ramos says later on as well, you're allowed to extinguish a fire if there is a concern for a sakana. U'bir ha-mishavur sham d'haynu sheyetochin sheyesh sham mi she'enu yochel levroach. What it means to say is that it's very probable that there's someone there that's not able to run away. V'gam is maneinu kosev ha-chazanish. The Chazanish writes that even nowadays, sh'al pi rov yesh b'sreifa saveh b'kuach nefesh, that in general there is by a fire a saveh b'kuach nefesh. If there is no goy that could extinguish the fire, mutul Yisrael lechabosu ba'atzmo, Yisrael is allowed to extinguish the fire. Elohim kein hu batuach she'ein sakanas nefashos b'sreif hazu, unless he is confident and he knows that there is no sakanas nefashos in this fire. V'ir shehabinyonim bot tzufufim usmuchim echad l'sheni, a city where the buildings are close together one to another, and this in Karel says, shemutr l'chabo streifa shepartza be'echad habinyonim, you're allowed to extinguish a fire that broke out in one of the buildings, afilu la'achar shepinu es habinyon midyorov, even after you cleared out all of the people that live in that building, you are allowed to extinguish it, kevan shedayin yisakona l'dayorei habinyonim asmuchim, since there's still a sakana for the people that are living in the building next door, because of the electricity or the gas that is found in the building where the fire is located. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Beis. So we said if it could lead to a sakana in a neighboring chutzer, you could extinguish it. The same thing is true that you're allowed to put a separation of vessels made out of metal, or pottery vessels that are filled with water, even if you're going to have to carry these vessels through the Rosh Hasharabim, where you're going to be over many isurim, it's still mutter. Kosev Magen Avram, im yochol lahatzil asachol v'katan lisa usam derech Rosh Hasharabim, if you're able to save the chol or katan by carrying them through Rosh Hasharabim, af al pikein mutav l'chabo, says Magen Avram, still it's better to extinguish the fire, to lohavi ki im molocha she'en atzrich l'gufa. The extinguishing of the fire is a molocha she'en atzrich l'gufa. You don't want the coals of the extinguished fire, you just don't want the fire to damage, to potter Allah. In that case, you are potter on extinguishing. It's only the Rabbanim. Masha'en kein lavor derech Rosh Hasharabim, which is not the case to carry someone through Rosh Hasharabim, the harbe poskim sovrim de gambiz maninu yeshlon Rosh Hasharabim. There are many poskim that hold that nowadays we do have a Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore the Magen Avraham writes that it's better to extinguish the fire than to carry someone through Rosh Hasharabim. Ve'chai odom, Bichlal Havara Kosov, the Chayodim in the Klal of Havara writes, to Ledaitu, according to his opinion, Mutav Lavor Derech Rosh Hasharabim Mishiyachaba Ayin Shom, that is better to carry through the Rosh Hasharabim than to extinguish the fire. Note number three explains, Ubatama Dover Kosov, the Chayodim explains the reason, Shebizman Hazeh Ein Lano Rosh Hasharabim Me'at Torah. He holds that nowadays there is no Rosh Hasharabim Daraisa, v'ha'isra shel kibwe kishu malacha shein tzrich lagufa yoser chomu mishari yisurim d'rabonam. And even though it's a malacha shein tzrich lagufa to do the extinguishing, l'maisa, you're doing an action that really involves a malacha, it just happens to be, it's ein tzrich lagufa, therefore that is more chomer, and therefore the Eliyarabba says, it would be better to carry through Rosh Hasharabim than to extinguish the fire. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Ein holchem b'bikuach nefesh achar harov. When it comes to bikuach nefesh, we don't go after the majority. Afilu hayu tisha ovdei kochavim v'yisrael echad b'chatzer. Even if you had 9 goyim and 1 Yisrael in a courtyard, Uperash echad mehem lechatzar acheres, and one of them breaks away and goes into another courtyard. V'nafal olav shama polas, and there a building falls on him. Mefakhin, you're able to clear out the rubble on Shabbos to save his life. Kevan shenishar kvias harishon b'mekomo, since the original group of people remained in its place. Chashvinen le kemechza mechza, we consider this as kol kavua kemechza mechza. We view it as if it's 50-50. So even though there's only one Yisrael, we view it as 50-50, and you're allowed to save the person. Avol im nekru kulam, if everyone uprooted from their group together, ubishas akirasan, and at the time of their uprooting, perish echad mehem lechatzar acheres v'nafal alav, one of them went to a different chatzar and a building fell on him. In that case, ein v'fachin alav, we will not clear out the rubble. Shekevon shenekar kfias harishon mimakomo, since the original kfias got uprooted from its place, amridan called a parish meruba parish. We say whoever separated out from the majority, and we assume it's a goy, and you're not allowed to remove the rubble. Explains the Mishaburis of Katan Gimel. On that which the Mechaber said, even if there were 9 Ovdei Kochavim and 1 Yisrael, Pirush, it means to say, Lo mi baya im ba'us ha-chotzer shahayu batisha inam Yehudim v'chad Yisrael nofal ma'poles de bevadim afachin. Needless to say, if it was in the actual chotzer where there were 9 goyim and 1 Yisrael, that's where the ma'poles happened, therefore sure you can clear out the rubble. Dechol kavua kemelza melza dami. Because then we say, whatever is said, it's like it's 50-50, v'ein kan rov einam Yehudim, and it's halachically as if there is not a majority of goyim there. El afilu hayu tisha, what the afilu means, even if there were 9 Goyim and 1 Yisrael, and the one that it fell on was really separated out from the Chabura, even then you're going to save his life. Sivkot and Dalud. Upirish echad lav dafke echad. It doesn't have to be that only one went out from this group. El afilu pirish aruba. Even if majority of the group left and went somewhere else, it's still going to be mutter to save them. Ukud mesayim time, like we end off saying the reason. Kevan shenisher kfias harishon, since the original kfias has remained intact. Sivkot and hey. Kfiyas harishona b'makoma. We said, since the original kfiyas remained in this place, even though someone or some people went out from there to a different chatzer, it's still considered mechza mechza. Says the Chafetz Chaim, v'af al gav de ba'alma amru. Even though in general we say, called the parish, meiruba parish, anything that is separated out from the majority. Afilu heicha da kfiyas nisha b'makomo, even though the kfiyas remains in its place, if one goes out, we say, call the parish meiruba parish. Gabe pikuach nefesh, akilu rachmana. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, then the Torah is more mekel. Diksiv v'chai bohem, because the pasuk says you should live by the mitzvos, v'lo shiyomis bohem, you shouldn't die by them. Mashma, the implication is, shelo yucha lovo b'shum inyan lidei misas Yisrael. They have to make sure that you don't come in any which way to the death of Israel. Sivkot and Vav, so we said we consider this case where the original kfias is there, even though one or more separated out and the building fell down in the other place, we still consider it a kol kavua kemelza melza dami. Usafek nefashos lahakil, and we say safek nefashos, and we go to kula. V'ayim be'evena ezer simen dalet sif lamed dalet. Look at Evena Ezer, simen dalet sif lamed dalet. The tinok shenimtza bi'ir sheruba ovde gilulim, if there is a baby that is found in a city that is mostly ovde gochavim, ein mechal and olav as a Shabbos, you cannot be mechal on Shabbos for that baby. Kevan the bechol yom vayom porshim kula mimekom kviusam as linan achar arov. Since every day people are leaving from the place from their kvius, we go after the rov and we assume the baby is an ovei kochavim. V'rama bahagah polig sham. The Rama over there argues. Usvirle, and he holds the mefachin olav esagal. We will clear away the rubble for this baby. The bnei ha'ir chashivi kikvii, because the people of the city are considered kavua. They're considered set in their place. V'damio ladina dahochat, similar to the din over here. V'das hagra sham lifsok harama. The gra over there paskins like the rama as well. Ayin sham v'im nimtza baderech. However, if the baby is found on the path, v'rov ha'uvrim ovde gilulam, and most of the passerbys are goyim, l'kuliyam azlina basarub, but there everyone would say you go basarov, because that would be a case of called a parash and move a parash, because there is no original kfias. However, the Mechaber ended up and said, that if Nekru Kulam, if everyone uprooted from the place, and at the time of the Akira, one went to a different chatzar and something fell on him, then you would not clear it out. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Zayin, if Nekru Kulam, Perush, Shenekru Lehispazer Kol Echol Ledarko Ubot Lokviusam. We're talking about a case where they all uprooted and they went out their separate ways, and their kvius is totally bottle. Avalim Yotzu Techufim Yachad Zeachar Ze, but if they went out really together, one after another, as one group, Keva and Da, since they're really still one chabura, nikra kavua vedino kedemikara, that's still considered kavua, and it would have the same din as it had from the beginning. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Misha Nofla Olav Mapolas, one who had a building fall on him, Safek Chai, Safek Mace, we don't know if he's alive or he's dead, Safek Husham, Safek Enosham, we don't even know if he's there or he's not there, Afiluim Tim Salomesh Husham, even if you're going to say he's there, Safek Akum, Safek Yisrael, we're not sure if it's a guy that the building fell on or if it's Yisrael, and all of these Sveikas Mefachin, we clear out the rubble, Afal Pishi Yeshbo Kama Sveikos, even though there are various Sveikas, we still go ahead and try to save the person's life. Says the Mishaburas of Katan Ches, Safek Chai. So the Mishabura points out over here that the order is a little bit funny in the Mechaber. He first says Safek Chai, Safek Meis, and then he says Safek if he's there, Safek if he's not there. So the Mishabura, the Lashon is Megumgum Dehavilei Lachshu B'Tchila Safek Yeshno. It first should have brought the Safek down, maybe he's there, maybe he's not there. The Achar Kach Safek Chai, and then he should have said, and even if he's there, it's a Safek if he's alive or if he's dead. V'chein Isa B'Mishnah, and that's the way it's brought down in the Mishnah. Sivkotan Tes Husham, there's a Safek if he is there. Umari Shahoya Sham Be'ez HaMapolas. It can't be that we have no clue if anyone's there, then we wouldn't just clear it out just in case. It's dealing with a case, Akhtam Shabura, that he was there at the time when the building collapsed. We're not sure if he was able to escape in time as the building was collapsing. The same thing would be true if we didn't see him there from the beginning, straight away. Just people are normally found in the house at that time, so therefore we have a concern that there is someone there. We'll also be Mechal Shabbos, and we will clear out the rubble. Then the Mishaburu says, one who sneaks into someone's house, he digs through to someone's house. In such a way that if you would meet up with him, you would be allowed to kill him. While he was digging into your house, so rubble came upon this person that you were really allowed to kill. So it's not grounds to clear out the rubble to save his life. Because he is considered a dead man, he really was chayv misa, you were allowed to kill him, and therefore, if the rubble falls on him, you will not be allowed to clear it out for him. Yisrael bala averos l'teyavon. Let's say you have a Yisrael who does a lot of averos, but he does it because he can't control himself. He's not doing it against Hashem bedafka, he's doing it because he's a bataiva. So kol's man shein kofer batorah, so long that he does not deny the Torah, nira de mechalin olav Shabbos kadei lahatziyo, it appears that you can be mechal Shabbos to save his life, aval imhu lahachis, but if he's a bala avera lahachis, he's doing it bedafka against Hashem, asr lahatzilo, you would not be allowed to save him, af bachol, even in the week. Kol shekein de asr lachala olav Shabbos befikuach hagal, oh, b'shar refuah. So certainly it'll be usher to mechal Shabbos to clear out the rubble or to do any other refuah that is usher on Shabbos. V'hu adin l'chol hani di isa b'yerdeya. And this same thing is true with all those in the list in Yerdeya, simin kuf nun ches, sif aleph ubeis ayin sham. I would like to end the shiur with a couple of interesting notes. Number one, going back to note number 8 on the page before. So we said in the Mishabura that you're not sure if he's there, but we're talking about a case that when the building started collapsing, you know he was there, you're not sure if he got out in time. Ule'inin misha posha, in terms of someone who is negligent, v'hichnis as atzmo l'matzah shepikuch nefesh, and he bedafka put himself into a matzah pikuch nefesh, the Chochma Shlomo writes, sha'osr l'chal olav ha-shabbos. You are not allowed to mechal ha-shabbos to save that person. He did it to himself. He was posheya. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Sheposhet Shemutr L'chal Ova Shabbos, it's poshet that you can, yes, be L'chal Shabbos, even for a person who is negligent and put himself into a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. Ule'in haba abed natsmo l'das, in terms of a person who's trying to commit suicide, it's Muchach Medivri HaMilchas Chinuch She'ein M'chal in Ova Shabbos. The Milchas Chinuch is clear that you can't be L'chal Shabbos to save him. V'chein hu l'fi HaChochma Shlomo. And so too, it comes out that way, l'fi HaChochma Shlomo that we just mentioned. Meidach, on the other hand, B'shalas and Shuvas Igris Moshe Kosov, Shavadai Sheyesh L'chalel Olavas HaShabbos, for sure, you should be Mechal HaShabbos to save the person that's trying to commit suicide. V'das HaGon of Nisan Karelot, She'afal Pi Sheyesh L'estapik B'zeh, even though there is what to be doubtful about, Ach L'maisa. Bottom line, Kevan Shepa'amim Rabos Ein Daito Shalom Abed Es Atzmo Tzalula. Many times when a person is doing this, he's not thinking clearly, he doesn't really mean to do it, he's just not in his regular mindset. So therefore, Yesh L'chalos HaShabbos G'day Latzio, one should be Mechal HaShabbos to save him. Let's read one more note, note number 13 on the next page. We talked about someone who was doing Averos L'Teyavon, you do save him. Someone who's doing Averos L'Hachis, you don't save him. Now we're going to discuss what if it is a Goy. Ulahatzel Nochri, Kasal Kamon. We're going to see later on in terms of saving a Nochri, Shim Ein Lochosh La'eva, if there's no concern for Eva, Yesh Bekach Isser, it would be forbidden. The Gamba Mokom Sheesh Lochosh La'eva, even in a situation where there is a concern for Eva, Osir Lavar Al Isser Daraisa Kdei Latzilo, you would not be allowed to do a Daraisa to save him. Ulagabi Isser Darabonon, Hevi Shaprima Gadam Mistapik Bekach. In terms of doing an Isser Darabonon, the Prima Gadam was a mistapik about that. But here is a very important point. Vagono Shlomo Zalman Erbach, Hevi Ashalon Shulas Chsam Sofer. Shlomo Zalman brings out from the Chsam Sofer, Shalomad Midivri HaShulta Giborim, he learns from the words of the Shulta Giborim, Shebemokom Eva, in a case where there's a concern for Eva, Sheyesh Boch Shash Sakonis Nefashos, where it could lead to a Sakonis Nefashos, Mutter Lahatzil Afilu Kishover Al Issa Daraisa, you would be allowed to save an Ovego Chavim, even being over in Issa Daraisa. Vekevan Shebizmanenu, and since nowadays, Im Yimno Milahatzil, if you hold back from saving the Eno Yehudi, Hadover Osuri Lis Barsim, Miyad L'chol Olam, it will immediately get spread out and publicized to the whole world. And Vaday Sheyesh Bekas Sakana Gedola, that's for sure going to be a great Sakana. V'cheinim is damen l'rofe mikra shabikot nefesh anachri. So too, if a doctor happens upon a situation of bikot nefesh of anachri, Rav Moshe writes, Shu chayuv l'tapabo, he's required to deal with him on Shabbos. Mishum she'im lo yetapabo hu sakonas nefashos l'Yisrael, because if not, it will be a case of sakonas nefashos for Yisrael. Omlam Hosef, however, he does add on, Shalachavchilo Yishtadar Shalo Lavro Bebeis Cholim B'Shabbos, that one should ideally try to work out his schedule that he does not have to work in the hospital on Shabbos, Vim Kavu Lo Toranut B'Shabbat, and if they set for him his scheduled time to be on Shabbos, Yishtadar La'achlifa Im Rofei Nochri, he should try to switch it up with a Rofei Nochri, so he does not have to be there on Shabbos. But of course, if there's a situation of Bikoch Nefesh, even for a Nochri, a Yisrael must save him Bichal Shabbos, even at the Raisa says Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, because that is saving lives of Klal Yisrael, because if we're not going to do it for them, they're not going to do it for us, and Stam, word's going to get out, it's not going to be good for the Yidden, and therefore the Poskim say that it's 100% permissible. We will stop here and continue with Sevdalet and Mitzvah Hashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.